Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrita Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on tonight, Dr. Afrita Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited, and delighted that each and every one of you decided to join me on tonight. We have a great topic with family and close friends that I want to speak to you about. But we're going to read Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I read to you Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Once again, thank you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask for something to be said and done that will edify and magnify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So, family and friends, we've been discussing topics, and this particular topic relates to dating and different things that we as ladies, as women, are looking for. And one of the topics that sparked us this week was the quality of gentlemen these days, the quality of men these days. When we think about quality, you know, when I go to buy a car, I'm always looking for top-notch. And it's not because of, you know, just looking for top-notch, but I need performance. I need dependability. I need to be able to go from point A to point B without having to worry about things. And so it's correlated. This is a brief lecture. I know that many of you have questions, and we've been speaking about this, about why do women of my age wait so late in order to settle down, in order to get married, in order to have kids, when we know that biologically our clock is ticking, okay? First of all, one of the things that I always discuss is God always has a plan, and I put God first, and it doesn't matter whether you're atheist, if you believe in God or not, this is my belief. I'm speaking from my perspective because I'm answering questions that have been brought to my attention for the radio show, as far as I'm concerned, because people want to know. But I always put God first, and one of the things, as I told you before on one of my previous shows, is that I have spoken to men and gentlemen within this lifetime. You know, as I said before, I joined the military, and there is a plethora of fish in the water, if you will, but there is only certain fish that I'll catch, if you know what I'm saying. And so with that being said, I've had many different movie dates, dinner dates, vacations where we had our own, if you know what I mean, our own rooms, our own things like that. But within these particular dates and dating these individuals of the generation that I come from and the generation, you know, it's always the generation I come from or a generation maybe a couple of years advanced. One of those things is that I always look for respect, you know, and you notice I said look for. Because respect is one of those things with generation that is not obvious. And so when we speak about respect, when I watch television, which I rarely do because of some of the shows that come on, or when I hear the news, or when I'm just in the community, when I say community, that could be anywhere, and I hear or I see disrespect, then it brings back the reason why I prolonged my my choices as far as who I would spend my time with and who I would consider. With that being said, when we think about some of the rap songs, it's not all the rap songs, it's just some. It's not all of them. You know, the degrading of women, when we think about, we read in the newspaper about domestic violence, when we hear in the communities about just plain old disrespect. And one of the things that we were talking about, and I hear this a lot, is that maybe this person has anger problems. Maybe this person comes from this environment. Maybe this, those excuses, okay? Because everyone is able to at least, right, control their emotions. We all, no matter what community we come from, no matter what our status is, we all know right from wrong. Unless we have severe, you know, capacities that needs to be addressed. We all know right from wrong. And so my factor is that when I would go on these dates or things like that, I would meet respectable gentlemen. That was a non-negotiable. I didn't have any problems with that. Well, the problem came in was responsibility and being accountable and being mature. That's where the problems came in. For instance, if you know, I said this before, if you take someone out to eat, the expectation, right, is that we both eat, right, and you're not saving to take care of, you know, other responsibilities. You have to, you know, be stable. And so that's just one of the requirements. It just is. And so with that thing, that's one of the criteria. The other criteria is just being able to listen, being knowledgeable, and just bringing something to the table. You know, whatever that is, you know, make it a value. You know, it has to be a value as far as a value added. It can't be bringing those negative things like disrespect. And so speaking of that, the main topic that we're speaking about is some of our group, the ladies in our group, who all of the things, some of the single ladies said, you know, this generation, they're speaking about my generation and generations after, for some reason, some men and women have lost respect. And it reminded me as I was watching television, as I was reflecting, it reminded me of why I waited. Some people, you know, they jump the broom because they want to say, oh, I have a husband, or oh, I have a boyfriend, or whatever you call your significant other, and oh, I have children. But within that, there has to be some respect. There has to be some financial responsibility. There has to be some maturity. There has to be some accountability. There has to be some honesty. There has to be some integrity. Because anybody, I could have been married at the age of 18 if I wanted to. It's plenty of men out here, and it's plenty of men in the military that just didn't make the cut. Because I'm looking for all of those particular things, but all those things that I'm looking for, those qualities, right, is essential to maintaining a marriage. It's not all about the looks, that's part of it, but it's about the maturity and the respect. For me, respect is most important. There is no excuse for disrespect, none. But where I come from, like I tell people, all of the gentlemen, from my grandfather, dad, all those gentlemen, you know, uncles, all of those gentlemen exemplified being a gentleman. They were my superheroes. They were like Superman. They were like the come to the rescue. They were like it. You know what I'm saying? They don't make those type men anymore, and I totally understand that. But I do know that one of my prerequisites is respect. I don't care where you come from, right? It does not matter, because I'm going to respect you and I want you to respect me. And so we're to that point, ladies, that we were talking about, you know, looking for these respectable men, and they don't cut those type men anymore, because you hear this rap music and they're singing this rap music, and, you know, some of the rap music, not all, and it's not all men, it's some, but they're singing this rap music and they're degrading women, and then you hear how men talk to women, and then you hear how they disrespect women in public and they're fighting in public. It's just chaos. And those are the reasons why I chose to wait, because I know my value. And women, you have to know your value. There is no excuse for being hit on, for being cussed out. There is no excuse for that. None. I don't care what it is. It's not. It's a non-negotiable. It's none, because there are some men out there, like I said, when I speak about the ones that I know, right, who are respectable, who bring something to the table, knowledgeable, educated. Some of them, they didn't want to go to school, but they still are respectful. And we've got to stop making excuses. And this is your own personal preference of what type of gentleman that you want. I'm not going to make excuses. You know, if there's, you know, if I'm interested in someone and they're cussing me out and all this stuff, you got to go, period. That's just how it is, because that's not my world. It may be yours. We all have different perspectives, but that's not my gig. And so when you look at that, you know, I never had to deal with that. That wasn't the issue. The issue was maturity level and just being accountable and being an adult, just acting as an adult and being able to communicate, able to, you know, be financially stable, right? To take care of yourself, take have some pride in yourself, pull your pants up, you understand? You know, I don't want to have to worry about all that. And so when we look at that, those are just factors. And it's not every man. It's not. But we were talking about, and my cousin's on the line now, you know, I used to ask her all the time, said, why? I said, there is such a distance. When I was speaking about distance, I was speaking about age. She said, they just don't cut men like this anymore. And in some ways, she is right, because of the music that we have, because of the expectations and excuses that we give for these behaviors. That goes for women too. If a woman's cussing you out and making belittling you, I would expect you not to be with her, because she's downgrading you. You're supposed to, as a woman, we were taught you're supposed to have a value. And if you can't, if you make excuses of why you are cussed out, then you don't have much value, period. And it's not being emotional in person. I'm not an emotional person. But in my world, right, the gentlemen that I know were always the superheroes. They saved the day, you know. But now when you look at this rap stuff and you look at community and you read the newspaper and all this disrespect, it's like, where are these men at that we are expecting? My expectation, right? Where are they at? They're scarce, right? They're scarce. They're like hunted animals. They are scarce. And they just don't cut men like that anymore. And so, therefore, like I said, when God blesses me with children, my sons, they're going to be cut like that. Gentlemen, you don't disrespect a woman. I don't care what it is. I don't care where you came from. It's just, that's just not what you do. You know, that's very just disrespectful. And from where we come from, it doesn't matter. We come from two different places. And there are people who come from other places that I don't come from that's respectable. And so as a woman, we have to start having those expectations and valuing ourselves. And we're not taking it personal, but we're taking it as, yes, I have value. I don't have to tolerate this. Because what we see, and I'm going to give you statistics, because what we see is we see a lot of hurt women. And we see some hurt men too, but statistically, women are at the highest rate because we put up with two women, put up with too much stuff. They put up with the cursing, they put up with the hitting, they put up with all of these other things, and their self-esteem becomes low, right? Then their suicide rate for women becomes very high. Or you'll have a successful woman, and you'll have, you know, she chooses to love this man, or vice versa, and basically, they don't add any value. They're just there with negativity. And so with that, you know, you have to be able to discern your value. If your value is low, then you can tolerate it. But from the angle that I'm coming from, I'm telling you, it's very important that you find someone who's going to respect you. You don't want nobody using you as a punching bag. You don't want nobody verbally being disrespectful, right? That just came to mind. You don't want nobody like that. You want people who are, especially if you're going to live with these people, especially if you have to go home to these people, you want them to respect you. So that means if you're being disrespected and you've already married this person, you need to up your value and set your expectations. Because if you don't, you're going to continue to be downgraded. And that goes vice versa. It could be women downgrade men, men downgrading women. It really doesn't matter. But from where my perspective, as you said, and my cousin's on the phone, she's on the chat, yep. We come from a long line of men who were our superheroes. We didn't have to worry about all that stuff. Superheroes. They were respectable, financially set, took care of what they supposed to. It was done. Now you have to breed, if you know what I mean, you know, because they just don't come cut like that anymore. And so as a younger generation, right, I tell people my age who's in our group, I say, hey, our sons, when we have sons, right, they're going to have to, we're going to have to mold them with their dads. We're going to have to mold them to be gentlemen, because this generation, that's just not what it is anymore. You know, you see people, you know, women coming through the door, and a man's right behind them, or a man's going through the door and he's going in first. For what? You say, what happened to chivalry? That's chivalry dead or what? You know, I was at the gym and I thought it was. I said he's a real gentleman because he actually opened the door for his wife. The car door. You don't see that very often. It's just like you get in on your side, I get in on mine. You know, I'm old-fashioned, and you don't see that hardly. People don't do that anymore. It's just, you know, maybe a newlywed couple, I don't know. But people do it, okay? Some people. But when I say respect, I'm talking about the words that come out of our mouth. And I'm not talking about just, you know, just curse. I'm talking about calling, like cursing at someone, you know. That is very disrespectful. And so that reminded me of watching television and just reading the newspaper about all of these things that's going on and how these women and men are being disrespected. That reminded me that of why I waited. Because people say, man, you're like, what, 40-something years old? Yeah, because I've been there and done that, you know, on all these dates, and they just didn't fit the cut for what I was looking for because my standards are high. They're not unrealistic, you know, but they're high. And I'm not going to allow someone, whoever it is, to downplay that, you know. And so that is my gig with that. The next question here is in the military. What about it? In the military, the selection was, what is this? The selection was there. It's just that in the military, you have many gentlemen to choose from all over the world, right? All over the world, different personalities. You know, these guys are in the military. Are they supposed to be strong, athletic, all that good stuff, you know? And I've been there, done that. With the military, what I discovered, speaking to a gentleman, you know, he was a respectable gentleman, but every time I spoke to him, and he was from the city of Chicago, every time I spoke to him, it was always something about violence, you know. When I say violence, just in the streets, you know, just violent stuff. Oh, I think I just did something to somebody. I was like, you know. One of the things that I'm looking for, like I told him, I said, I'm looking for someone who, I mean, you don't have to be like every Sunday or every day in church, but someone who understands that humanity is important. And hurting people is not the answer or the cure to this world. You know, that's just extra stuff you have to think about, you know. And so with me, that didn't cut it. I need someone who's thinking on good things. And when I say that about the future and about how we're going to advance and how we're going to be successful and prosper and what we're going to invest in and what we're going to do rather than, you know, I'm here out on the streets and I don't know what I'm going to do next. You know, you have to have some type of self-control, if you will. Using the military as an excuse, that's just an excuse, you know. So with that, it didn't pan out because I need your mind to be focused on investing and your mind to be focused on something good, not how you can go out here and manipulate people and hurt people. You know, that's just, that's extra. And so we're not going to do that. But the respect was there. It was there, you know. That's why we made it to that point, because it was there. But then as we progressed with, you know, different things, then I started, you know, I was like, ah, we're going to have to try something different. When I first graduated from college, I had this other friend who, he wanted to go into a trade. He was from Mexico. He wanted to go into this trade, and that was fine because college is not for everyone. But he just didn't have a vision. He was very respectful. He was very quiet-natured, just a good person, excellent, you know, handsome. He had, you know, real pretty hair and all that good stuff. But what I need you to do is I need you to have a vision. And I need you to want to make that vision come true. You know, when I ask you, do you have a vision, and it's, I don't have a vision, nothing, then that's a problem, because I need you to have a vision, because we're going to have to spend the rest of our years together here, and I need to see where you're going, so to make sure we're going in the same direction, or at least close to it, or if we're going in opposite directions, make sure that at some point we meet up. And so with that one, you know, I love the respect. I love the, you know, just the gentleman, but at the same time, I need to have a vision, and I need us to go somewhere. You know, I don't need us to be stagnated. Some of the others, as I said before, one was preacher / education, several were, but this one in particular. And, gentleman, but a little, at the time, I was about 30 maybe. And this gentleman, you know, he said, you know, we're getting old. Both of us were like 30. You know, I still felt like I was young. Wanted to hurry up and get married and have kids. And, you know, that wasn't my gig at that time because I was still, you know, in school and I had some goals that I wanted to reach. As I said before in this other radio talk that I had with my family and friends, you know, I wasn't ready for that gig, you know. And then... you know, there. You tell me that, you know, you have a few anger issues, which there's nothing wrong with that, with having anger issues. But at the same time, I don't want anyone planning out my life, you know, as far as, you know, let's get married now, let's have kids now. No, you know, it's a mutual thing, and it's when the time is right. And at that time, at 30, it wasn't. And so my gig was, you know, this is just not the right time. And plus, at that particular time, you know, you was going into ministry, right, which is fine, totally fine. But at the same time with the ministry, you have to understand that everything's a progression. You can't force stuff. Just like you can't just force, for instance, people to come to Christ. You have to actually lead them to Christ. You can't force a marriage. You can't force kids. You have to wait. And people have to be ready. You know, at 30, no, because I had life ahead of me and I was working on some things. The other one, who was also a minister, just a simple fact of, you know, this person was a gentleman, but I need you to be focused and I need you to be an investor. I need you to understand how to manage money, because especially if you have kids, you know, how to manage it, because we have to eat, you know, and we have to pay bills and we have to do all those things, you know. So I'm going to need you to be accountable and responsible and be a budgeter, and I just didn't have that. And that wasn't a deterrent. The deterrent was that your kids come first, you know, and with that, I wanted to make sure that this gentleman was able to take care of his kids. I didn't want to, you know, we go out to eat and then this person's not eating because you're worried about your kids. No, you take care of your kids. Your kids are your priority, right? And so with that, that, you know, we can be friends. Then, I'm going to mention one more and then I'm going to go to the other questions. This gentleman in healthcare. And it's a nice gentleman, you know. I was going to get something to eat, and that's where we met. And we began to talk about healthcare and all that stuff, and I was in education. And this was recent. This was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And so we go out to eat and everything, and which was good. And this particular individual, he also had a child, but they live, you know, out or what have you, separated, divorced, all that. But this, he wanted to leave, and it was already done deal. But at the same time, he said he had a son, and the mom basically he wanted to make sure that the son and mom, you know, had, and that's very understandable. That's very understandable. And so with that, my gig was, that's where you need to be. Because this restaurant that we're at now, I come here every day for lunch. You understand what I'm saying? So whether you come or not, I'm going to be at this restaurant. And so with that, I want them to understand that your kids are your priority. That's why I always seek individuals without children, because they are always the priority. My kids, when they come, they're going to be the priority. That is my priority. And so I let them know that, because I wanted them to know. I told them, I said, either way, I said, we're going to be friends. I said, but either way it goes, this restaurant that we're sitting at, I said, I can pay for my own lunch. I can pay for my own dinner. But your child, I said, you need to make sure that your child is eating, your child has clothes and all of that. Your child is your priority. And so with those things, that is what I want people to understand. You don't have to settle for something. You don't have to force yourself into something you don't want to be in. You know, you have a choice. You have a choice to be cursed out. You have a choice not to be cursed out. You have a choice to be around people. You have a choice not to be around people. That is up to you. We're not going to make excuses, you know, that of why these behaviors are occurring. You know, if a woman hits a man, well, she was just mad. No, you don't hit. A man hit a woman, he has anger issues and he had a bad life. I don't care. You don't hit. You know, disrespecting each other, being out in public, you know, fighting and somebody gets hurt or somebody passes away because of your actions. That is unacceptable. Don't care where you come from. You know right from wrong, and it's a part of controlling your emotions. And I tell people this all the time. You know, you have to have that self-esteem. If you're always around someone who's going to put you down, you're going to have low self-esteem unless you really have high self-esteem. You know, and like I tell people all the time before I get to these questions, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a circle. We are together. So I'm going to tell you I'm just going to tell you, you don't have to put up with it at all. Don't care where they came from. Don't care how they grew up. That's a woman or a man. You know how to respect people. You know that cursing somebody out is wrong, and you don't have to take it, period. That's how things happen where somebody gets hurt, a woman or a man. You know, they start arguing because they're used to it, because she makes excuses or he makes excuses for her, and then somebody gets hurt. Then what is your excuse? This person's laying here, right, dead. Then what is your excuse? Oh, I was upset. That's not going to cut it. That's a poor excuse. So when you're looking for someone, ladies, single ladies, then you look, I look, same with me, I look for those attributes. It's not all about money. It's not all about looks either. It's not all about age. It's about respect. It's about, are you responsible? Can you bring something to the table? For me, it's also about being educated, and it's also about being able to take care of, because if you can't take care of your money, how are you going to take care of our kids? That doesn't make any sense. If you can't take care of your mouth and keep your hands where they're supposed to be, how in the world are you going to raise up these kids? Because this is a totally different generation. And so it's not acceptable, I don't think, when I look in the paper or I see on TV or in the community or wherever, anywhere, where you have couples or people fighting physically, right? Because it starts out as, oh, I'm making excuses, you know, of why she cusses me out. There's no excuse. In my world, there is no excuse for that, cussing somebody out. None. Zero, zilch, nada. So that's just how it is. That's just how it is in our world. And as I said before, my cousin can vouch, I have 450 people on here. And 100 of them are kids. And they know what I'm talking about. You know, they the superheroes. They are the role model. They're the head of the household, right? Able to manage their monies. They take care of what they're supposed to take care of, right? We're both independent. You know, my grandmother was independent. My mom was independent. It's generational. We're independent women. But if we have husbands, right, they're the head of the household, so they're going to take care of some stuff, right? But we can help. We're not just dependent. We're not kids. Kids are dependent. We're not. And so many times, like I said before, the question was, you know, well, he's the breadwinner. Well, if he's the breadwinner, you still have to put up with the cursing and all that stuff. There's a lot of men out there who are the breadwinners, and they don't do all that cussing and just acting out of character, right? And the excuse is, well, because they have anger issues, or, well, because this happened. No, that's not an excuse. And it's because you have put your value up there. And it's not being arrogant. It's not being anything like that. It's that you value yourself, and you have to do that. You hear about different suicides and things like that. People, beautiful people, handsome people, suicide because they have low self-esteem. And you hear about domestic violence, women and men, but mostly women, commit suicide because of their self-esteem. And if someone is downgrading you, downplaying who you are, you don't have to be around them. You don't have to deal with them, period. I'm letting you know that, period. And that's how we were taught. And it goes for the 1970s, it goes for the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and so on. You don't. And that's why people do that. That's why you see or hear about cars going in the rivers, women driving cars in the rivers. Well, they have 4 or 5 kids, but they're so depressed, they're so down. Because of people talking down to them or cursing them out there, so they drive a car in the river because they don't have that value, they don't have that self-esteem. And so as a group, we talk about that. How do you build that up? Well, by not putting up with those things. That's how. It's one thing to just curse, and that's fine. But to curse somebody out, whether it's a woman or a man, that is unacceptable, period. And you have to get to that point. As you're going to start seeing a lot of cars, you're going to start hearing about a lot of things, you know, where people are doing that because they have low self-esteem. That's men and women. So some of your questions, what did I do all these years? You know, all these years, it's so much out there. All these years, I stay busy, traveled and working in radio like I'm doing now, interviewing people, meeting connections, friends, even the people that I met. I'm going to tell you this story, too, because I make real good friendships. I was in, matter of fact, Chicago, and there was a gentleman who owned, and it wasn't the same talking about from the military, but he owned cab service, and I was up there because I was actually going up there to see Oprah. She was talking about schools or what have you, school improvement, and I wanted to go up there, and it was real cold, and so I became friends with this cab driver, and we toured all of Chicago, went out to eat and all that great stuff. And one of the things, this guy was, he was a gentleman, he was financially set and all that. And, you know, we're still friends and everything. We became friends or what have you. But with that, I was telling him, I said, you know, one of the things that we talked about was at that time I was like 35, right, 35 years old. And at that time, I wasn't ready to commit to anyone because I knew that I wanted to travel. I knew that I was in school, and I knew that running and everything else was first. Oh, God, and God's always going to be first, but those were just priorities, and I wasn't ready. And so, of course, no, I didn't pursue that or anything, but we were really good friends, and that's funny because I stayed up there for about four days, and we became really good friends, and just a real good guy. But as I said before, I was 30, and I was 35, and I didn't want to be tied down at that age. You know, I still felt like that I was young, you know. Yeah, I won't be tied down as far as, you know, marriage and everything at that age. But, yeah, back to the conversation. You know, you just have to have value. You have to have worth. And it's just some things that you don't put up with, you know. You just, it's just some things. And it's not, when I answer these questions or talk about this, it's not all men. Because all men aren't bad. All men, you know, they don't cuss their women out. They don't do that. But I can tell the respectable ones, because how they speak to you is how they probably speak to their mom and their significant others. And it's unacceptable if you are putting up with that from where I come from. Now, as I said before, I don't know your value. I don't know what value you placed on your life. I don't know your self-esteem. I don't know any of that. But it won't fly in my world. And I tell people that straight up. I said, I can go and I can eat by myself. That same restaurant, like I told Mr. Sam, I said, that same restaurant that we at right now, I come here every day. Every day, even on the weekends. So I'm not going to be missing out on anything. But I want you to take care of your priorities. You have to be independent. That's another thing, okay? You have to be independent as well. You have to. You have to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. Now, of course, you know, as I said before, the men that I know closely that I grew up, they took care of their wives. They did. But their wives were also independent. You know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, but she was also an independent woman. She said, I want to be a nurse. She went to school. She didn't have to, but she did. So part of that is not being dependent. Dependents are children, right? So if you're in a relationship where you're dependent on someone, whether it's a man or woman, and they're cussing you out and downgrading you, you need to become independent because you have to break that cycle. Many people stay with who they're with because they said, they're the breadwinners, this is my money, okay? Your life is more valuable, because what happens is it starts out with the cursing, right? And then you continue, oh, you continue to make excuses and all that. Then here we go with the newspaper, right? And somebody, there it is, somebody's hurt. So you have to put value added. Doesn't mean to be arrogant, but at the same time, you have to have value because you will have a low self-esteem. Now, some of the questions, what else did I do? Like I said, I traveled, wrote books, wrote plays, put on events and shows, and I just kept busy, you know, just enjoying life, attending school. And matter of fact, when I say attending school, I've been attending school since 1984 all the way till now. And this is, God's will, this is my last year. I'm going to live life after this. No more school. Now, every now and then, I may take a course here and there, you know, professional development. I would like to stay, you know, up to date in the course for work, you know, take classes or whatever I have to do. But as far as school, I'm retiring this year. These are the goals that I wanted to reach as far as the career-wise, but I do want to, I will be taking sporadically courses just to stay up to date on what's going on and all of that. But this is it for me. So, it's time to live life. One of the goals, I'm going to get married, have kids, you know, work real hard in the community. God's going to always be first, take care of my family. Those are just some of my goals, you know. But right now my goal is to finish what I started with my career, you know, and just enjoy life, you know. Enjoy life, invest a little bit, save a little bit, and just enjoy, you know, travel a little bit and all that stuff. But those are the reasons, you know. Because I'm settled now, as being 40, settled and more mature and been there, done that, you know. And so I pretty much know what I want because I've had the opportunity to have dinner dates or vacation dates with, we're independent, but vacation dates and things with gentlemen. So therefore, I know what I'm looking for, and I know the qualities, I know the red flags, I know all that. So that's a plus. And so that's one of the reasons why when I was 18, I said no to marriage, because I was young and, you know, I was going into the military. The person was in the military. He's already a sergeant. But I was 18, And so at 18, you really, you know, that's, you're just now living life. You're just now seeing life because you've been in school all these years, you know. And then I go to the military, and there's several to choose from, you know, several fish in the sea, and it's just, which one is the right one? Well, it's none of them. None of them that, as far as the eye could see, it just wasn't for me. But I'm pretty sure there were some. It was just so many people, you know, in the military during basic training from New York all the way to just out of state, you know, it was so many people. But, you know, you have to be very intentional who you select because there's a lot of things out there. Then you have to think about the kids, your children, you know. You want somebody who's going to be there for them, 18 and past 18. And so it's just a lot to think about. And 18 was too young, 25 was too young, 30 was too young, 35 was too young. And so those were all no's. And it wasn't, that was one of the reasons. But another reason was just the immaturity and just the respect was there. But you have to, I need for you to understand how to manage your money. Because if you can manage your money, you can manage your kids. And so with that, that was one of my basic criteria. What is this? What does it say? Okay, so in the, when we think about, we're talking about self-esteem, yes, it's very important that tonight, if you haven't already, you need to put value on your life. You have to have non-negotiables, and I don't care what setting you're in, it's not that you're emotional, none of that. It's just, what are your values? What are you going to tolerate and what you're not? Some people, they like that. They come from an environment where that's how it is. But from just researching and understanding and recent things in the paper, it starts out as the verbal, right? Then it moves on, and we're talking about marriage or people who have to live with people. We're not talking about just sporadic. But if you have to take these people home with you, if you have to live with these type of people, it starts out as that. Then it gets to the physical, and then it will eventually lead up to something else that you really don't want. And there's no excuse for that. You know, you use the excuse of, well, he has anger problems, she has anger problems, she comes from this background. Okay, we're here now, right? And no one, this person's not speaking now, so what is your excuse? And so that's what we want to avoid. That is part of our group when we speak about single women and what we're looking for, you know. It's easy. It's very easy to get married. You know, it's easy. It's easy to say, okay, I'm married, and it's easy to have kids. You know, it's easy. Anybody can do it. Anybody can. You don't have to have anything special. You can go get married. You can have kids. But when we talk about the care, when we talk about the respect, that takes investment. Okay? It takes investment, you know, and that's just how it is. It's a lot of investment, and if you can't manage your money, how in the world are you going to invest in a future with somebody? That doesn't make sense. And so that's what we was thinking about. What does it say? Oh, yeah. So with the career is very important to me. As I said before, you know what we're speaking about. And you witnessed that on the video, right? What we're talking about as far as what they're dealing with, not us, because that's old and that's in the past. But the fact of the matter is that even with that, you have to, those type of things, you have to put those aside. And you just have to write about those things, and you have to capitalize on those things, because those things like that, that really strengthens you as a person. Now, some people, and this is why it's so important, ladies, to have self-esteem, some people won't make it, right? When the storms start coming, and when, if it has to do anything with your career, your money, your livelihood, you won't make it because you don't have self-esteem. So therefore, you have to build that self-esteem. And so when you're over here and you have your significant other putting you down, then you have these people here, those haters, right? Talk about that. doing whatever they doing their thing, they gig, on the video too, yeah. Then you have all these other factors. You have low self-esteem. You can't take that anymore. Why? Because, you know, if you got low self-esteem, if you had a 10, right, and you got low self-esteem and you go to a 0, then that's when we hear about all these things. So you have to have your value up, and your value has to be infinity, right? That means that nobody can bring you down with their words. And you have to stay prayed up. And people don't like to hear that because it's Christianity. But that's just part of it. And it's part of relationships. You know, when you're married, you want to be lifted up. You want to lift people up. I had a friend of mine who said, you know, when I began speaking to you, and I'm not bragging anything, I said, I felt lifted up. And that's what I want to do. I want to lift people up. Why? Because my self-esteem is lifted up. When you have somebody like that, and I thought about that when I was looking at this TV and when I was thinking about the community, when people do that, downgrade or try to downgrade, whether it's a man or woman, they don't have value at all. There's nothing that they value. That's why they just say anything, because they don't have any value. They're used to people devaluing them, and so then they devalue other people. So when you look at that, you have to say, how do I bring my value up? Every day you should be bringing your value up. You know, people correlate this to your net worth. What is your net worth, right? Not your salary. What is your net worth? I'm up in the millions. My net worth is up in the millions, right? Now, as far as these words and all that stuff, I don't have to deal with that, right? You don't have to deal with it. But your value has to be up, because if your value is low, then you're going to be back and forth with either your spouse, significant other, whoever it is. Your value has to be high, okay? So that's what he's talking about. And then just the simple fact, you know, I believe in neatness. You know, it's not everybody in this generation. You know, in my generation, you know, when I attended Catholic school, of course, we wore suspenders. The guys wore suspenders as well. It's just, you know, when you think about generation, it's not everyone. It's a fad. It's a style. I'm going to tell you that now, for the generation where, you know, people feel like they can, gentlemen, feel like they can sag the jeans. Okay, that's not who I'm talking about. My age and older, I'm not looking for someone who's sagging, right? I want you to be neat. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean neat like you got to wear a three-piece suit every day, but I mean be presentable. Your pants shouldn't be hanging down. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous, you know. And it's not being judgmental. It's just being, what are the qualifications? Since you asked that, what are my qualifications, you know, as far as that? I expect for your pants to be up, you know. It's just certain things that I expect. You know, when we talk about gentlemen, my boys, you know, when they get old enough, I expect for them to wear belts. It's just, that's just how it is. My mom, when we wore blue jeans, we had a belt on. We had our shirt tucked in. Look neat. You know, your shirt can be tucked out. You don't have to tuck it in, but I'm just saying look neat. Pull your pants up. And it's just certain things that we expect. I used to sit and talk to my grandmother a lot just about different things. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed with her was she liked to go shopping like almost once a week. So my grandmother told me, she said, you know, shopping for her was a hobby. And it was also a time for her, you know, for them to get out or what have you. She said, but with the shopping, she felt really good because my grandfather always told her, you know, get what you want. Whatever it is you want, get it, you know. And it's just one of those type things, you know, where you just enjoy life. But as I said before, and as my cousins are typing, we expect, or the gentlemen were always the heroes. They always say they, you know, they were always respectful. And so we expect that. And we was talking about, you know, some of the generation, not all of them, some of them, my generation, they just not cut like that anymore. And we're very old-fashioned. You know, I'm like that. I still believe in respect. I just do. I know that this is a different generation. I know we have rap songs about it. I know we have television. I know we read it in the paper. I just feel like respect is due to everyone, you know. And to be, you know, you need to have a high value. That's all it is. You just need to have a high value, and that's what this is. You know, just have a high value and have high expectations. And when you do that, then you'll be okay. You'll come out on top. You'll feel good. And it won't be, you know, a mammoth task where you feel like, you know, that you've been disrespected or you have to put up with it because that's your breadwinner. It's important to be independent. You know, I always applaud, you know, my dad. You know, he said, you know, he worked hard. I applaud him for that, you know. And so my mom, she stayed at home, you know. But she was also an independent woman, and she wanted to go to school. Although she could have stayed at home, she wanted to go to school and become something. And so independence is important because when you're independent, if you have to take these people home with you, you have to put up with that. But if you're depending on them, then you have to put up with all of that stuff, and it's unnecessary. And that's why it ends up with, you know, other things. It ends up being other things. And we read about all these sad things that's happening because the woman or man couldn't leave because whoever it is, you know, it could be a man or woman, they're the breadwinners. And so when both of you are the breadwinners and you're independent, then you don't have to put up with all that, right? And then when your spouse knows that you're independent, then it seems like everything goes pretty well and people are respectful. But you have to understand that we're not going to make excuses. We're not making excuses. There's, you know, because people have anger issues or because people come from it doesn't matter, right? What are you going to say now that this person is here on the ground? What is the excuse now? Absolutely nothing. So that's why it's important to set those high standards because you want to make sure that everything's okay, right? Because everybody is, everybody's important, and everybody want to be treated right. Everybody want to be treated fair. You know, nobody should get used to that. Oh, I'm used to that. Well, I'm not. You know, that's just not how I visualize a man. You know, I don't. You know, that's just not how I visualize it. And so. That's it. I mean, you know, life's been good. It's been real good. And you just have to, like I said, you have to be very selective. I don't regret any of the years. You know, I was thinking, you know, being 18 years old, I couldn't imagine, you know, having a kid at 18. I had too much to do. You know, I wanted to attend college. I loved Baylor. Wanted to attend Baylor, you know, from Baylor. You know, I want to advance my degree. That's my time. So now when I settle down and I marry the right person, I have kids, it's going to be kids or my kids are my priority, right? And my family, spending time with my family and, you know, working and doing what I need to do to be independent and productive, period. That's just how it is. So that's just it. That's it. Really, what else questions do you have? Yeah. So what did I say? Okay. So basically, like I said, I didn't say no, I don't want to, but I had to explain, just like I explained to you, why, you know, I didn't want to get married at that particular age, you know, because I was young and that I liked to travel, and I was into radio, and I was into running marathons, so I was all over the world. And, you know, I mean, there are some handsome men along the way, but I was just young, you know, 20, 30 years old. I wanted to live my life. I wanted to do everything that I wanted to do because I know that when mine arrives, I already know that they take priority. I know that. And so the fun is them, not me anymore. You understand? So that's why I'm always thinking ahead. And that's just how it is. So that's basically why I waited. And like I said before, what really reminded me to talk to you guys about this was the TV show and just hearing in the community. And so when you look at that, I want to say this too. There's two folks, you know. I was at a store, and two gentlemen who were walking north, looked like they were going back to their apartment. They went to the store, and this lady was yelling, "You better get off this so-and-so property." She was just going off. And they were starting, and then they were turned around. They were about 50 feet away. They were turned around saying something to her, and they were going back and forth. And she said, "Wait, let me get in my car. Let me get in my car." You know, of course, one of them called her a name or what have you, and back and forth, you know. Those are people she don't take home with her, right? That's just random. She don't take these people home with her. But still, you know, we should respect each other. You know, we should respect each other at all times. But if you had to take these people home with you, that particular action, right, if you don't have to take these people home with you, then that really doesn't matter, right? But if you have to live with that, then something's going to have to change. You're going to have to figure out what you need to change. Because, you know, unless, right, you accept that. If you accept that, then that is your prerogative. But if you don't want to accept that, you need to become independent and you need to set your expectations, period. You know, and like I said, I didn't have that problem with any of them because they already knew. For some reason, I didn't have to tell them. They just knew, you know. But it was just other factors. That's it. And like I said, this does not apply to all men. There are some great guys out there who are my age. There are some great guys who are older. There are some great guys who are younger. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for the few, right? For the few, and this is not a majority. I'm saying a few, then we need to know that, right? You need to know to add to your value because your value is not high at all. Because if it was, then they would respect you, period. So you got to put some value into that, some independence. You really do. That's just how it is. And so to sum it up, the men that I know, they were heroes, right? They took care of what they were supposed to. The women, their wives were independent, although they, you know, my grandmother, she stayed at home as well. but they were in the, I mean, they had land and all that good stuff and cattle, but they were independent people, right? I used to go to work with my grandfather in the summertime, right, because he worked on houses and paint houses and all that stuff. But they were the heroes. They were the breadwinners. But also, if my grandmother needs to be independent, she could. She could be independent. That's what I'm saying. And I never heard any disrespect. And that's why I say when I read about this in the paper or I see this or the happenings that's happening in the community where these men or women too are disrespecting, it baffles me. Because, like I said, some of these gentlemen are not cut like what I'm accustomed to. They're just not. And it's not their fault, maybe it's their upbringing. I don't know, but they're just not. And there's no excuse. You know, whether it's a man or it's no excuse. And then we come to my mom. Once again, she was home mom for a little bit, but she wanted to be independent, so she went to school for it to be a nurse. You know, she didn't have to work, but she did. And so that's the independence I'm talking about. You don't have to, but you do. You know, You want to be independent. You don't want to depend on the system. You don't want to depend on, you can't always depend on your spouse. You can't do that. You're going to have something going for yourself, something, you know. And my grandmother always had something. Now, my grandfather made her the secretary. She had something going for her. My mom had something going for her, you know. These stay-at-home moms and things like that, they had something. They wasn't just sitting at home waiting, right? They had something going on. So you need to find that something. But that's just one of the cures for, you know, if you have to depend on someone and they're downgrading or what have you, then you become independent and start doing. But if it's somebody random you don't have to take home, you don't have to do none of that, that's just wide off your back. You know, that's just the person with low self-esteem because they have been talked to like that, and so therefore they don't have any value. So they're trying to take some value from you, right? But you don't let anybody have your value because your self-esteem needs to be high. Single ladies, all the ladies, okay? You don't need to drive your car in the river. You don't need to do all this other stuff to hurt yourself, peel. You don't need to do all that. Add value. Somebody's being downgrading you, what have you. You upgrade. You need to upgrade who you with, period. My grandma said, if somebody, you know, you feel downgraded, you need to upgrade. That's just like with a car, right? You need to upgrade it. You know, so we upgrade. If we don't downgrade, we upgrade. So every day is upgrade. It's not an arrogant upgrade, but you upgrade. And if anything is, you know, the person is downgrading you, you need to upgrade because they're used to that. And you have to get in that mindset as you're going to be all in your feelings. You know, just reading and looking in the paper, I said, oh, I remember. I said, I don't have to take this person home, right? I said, this is someone, when you look at the TV and what's happening, this is someone who was downgraded. They've been downgraded all their life. That's all they know. But that's no excuse. They don't want to get up. They don't know how to get upgraded. And getting upgraded is to speak to upgraded people, right? And you can't depend on people to upgrade your value. You're going to have to turn on that switch and upgrade your value. How much am I worth? I'm worth millions. I am. And I'm not going to let anybody downgrade me with their words. Because I don't have to take these people home, period. So you shouldn't, you know, should we get in our feelings? No, we shouldn't, you know. But at the same time, you don't have to put up with that, especially if you have to take the people home. And, you know, it's a blessing when you don't have to take them home with you, period. You always want to think upgrade, 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 just like a car. You know, I had to do some upgrading on my car. Upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. I'm not going to downgrade. I'm going to upgrade. And so that's how we have to think. But for the most part, like I said, there's some good men out there, my age, younger, older. You just have to find them. I mean, they're like dinosaurs. You know what I'm saying? Almost extinct. But if this generation, when we begin to have kids, if we start teaching our young men how to have chivalry and how to be respectful, then we'll get that back. But as for now, you know, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, understand? Looking for a needle in a haystack. And it's just not, it's just, you know, some are not cut like they used to be. And that's it. Yes, my grandmother, she was a teacher at first. She did attend Baylor as well. She, during that time, she just had to take a couple of courses. She attended Baylor, and she was a teacher for EOAC, which is also Waco ISD, for about 4 years. My grandfather had her retire after 4 years. She stayed at home. And she was like his secretary. He owned a couple of houses, so she was his secretary. But she knew how to do a lot of things. She wasn't just dependent on him, although he took care of everything. She was able to, you know, when she went to go shopping, she had her own. But for some reason he wanted to pay for everything. But, yeah, but she was independent. So that's what I'm saying. You need to be independent. Same thing with my mom. When my dad passed away, you know, she stay at home mom. And pretty much said she wanted to go to school. She wanted to become a nurse. She wanted to work as a nurse. So after about 5 or 6 years at the house, you know, house mom, then that's when we were able to go to school. Then she did, you know, she started her nursing career. So she was independent as well. So you just have to have some independence. It doesn't matter how good this man is. You want to make sure that you bring something to the table. You know, you have to. You can't just, you can, but you need to be independent. You have, if you have value, you need to be independent as well. You know, that's just how it is. That's just how it is. You know, I told you before, my grandfather, you know, my grandmother's very independent, but he still did everything. He still took care of everything. But she knew that if she had to be independent, she could. And it's good to know. It is good to know. So that's about it. I think we're finished. But if anyone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is, tell them they love lift you up. If you're an author, writer, actor, actress, anyone with a positive message, you can email me at emoneya_love@yahoo.com. I'm still promoting my book, Living with Faith, Love, and Hope, which is on Amazon. So publishers and all those people who are looking for movies, my book is on Amazon. So check it out. In addition to that, God has given me a huge win. I thank God, and I'm praying. What else? The radio show, there will be some things coming on starting Saturday, and so I want you to join on Saturday. It's been a very prosperous, good week. You have to remember, one of the things I want you to remember is anything that is not adding value to your life, count it as a zero and put it in your short-term memory where you will forget it. Because if you continue to store that stuff, whether it's random or whether you have to take these people home with you, then your value that you have set, you will be turning it down. So you want to make sure that your value is up. So anything that's not of value, don't even worry about it. Okay? So those things that don't add value, those things that are not valuable, don't even worry about it. I have some more news to tell you guys, and I will tell you a little bit later. As far as our dance team, we did receive first place, which I am so excited. And just keep doing well. And I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Afro Love Show. Be sure to come back on Saturday. Thank you very much, and remember to upgrade each and every day. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you would like to be on the show, let me know. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good night.